This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, urging you to vote in the Moscow City Council election on November 6th. I'm supporting Aaron Ament, Tom Lamar, and Linda Paul for the 3 4-year seats, and Evan Holmes for the 2-year seat. As incumbents, Ament, Lamar, and Paul have proved themselves to be fair, fact-based, hard-working public officials. No one does his homework more thoroughly than Ament, and it's inconceivable that anyone in the future will be able to top Paul's exemplary service to our city, and she still has more to give. In the short time that Lamar has been on the council, he's come up to speed on all the pressing issues. In his many years as director of the Palouse Clearwater Environmental Institute, Lamar has demonstrated that he can work effectively with a wide range of people across the political spectrum. With regard to Wayne Krause, Walter Steed, and Dan Karsalan, I'm very concerned about their lack of urgency about Moscow's water problems. I'm also hoping that Steed will take back his offer to hog farmers that we can find a place for them somewhere in the city. I'm especially troubled by Krause's about-face on the boarding house ordinance. I was present at the PNC hearing in which Krause voted in the affirmative and in addition declared that the provision should be stronger. Krause now says he wants to revisit the issue because the language is not clear about when a guest becomes a boarder. I believe that Krause was informed that Moscow's foreign exchange students reside rent-free and their host parents act as their guardians. As such, exchange students are bona fide family members. The situation is very different with the 12 Moscow boarding houses for which I have information. From 2000 to 2005, over 300 students have paid at least $350 a month for room and board in these homes. These people were not guests, rather they were long-term rent-paying boarders. None of these 12 landlords have applied for a conditional use permit, and none of them have given up their homeowner's exemption. One of these landlords has also made his garage into an apartment in violation of R1 residential rules. Furthermore, I suspect that none of them pay the higher garbage and sewer rates that I pay on my R4 duplex, where I claim no exemption from property taxes and on which I report my rental income to the IRS. These illegal boarding houses may owe Uncle Sam years of back taxes, and each year they cheat the city of $23,184 in unpaid utilities and property taxes. After a citizens' committee could not agree on a way forward on the boarding house issue, Linda Paul worked diligently to draft the current law. After lengthy public testimony, the council passed it by a 4-2 margin. The new ordinance was a compromise solution, reducing the number of qualifying family members from 6 to 4. Other college towns across the country limit that number to 2 or 3. Is Krause's intention, if elected, to repeal this law? Does Krause, Karskalin, and Steed want parts of R1 zones to become essentially R4 multifamily zones with declining property values and increasing population density? Can these candidates really claim to be pro-growth if they do nothing to discourage R1 landlords from competing with apartment owners and property developers? The voters of Moscow need some clarification from Krause, Karskalin, and Steed on these essential issues. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.